Rodolfo Sabonge, I'm the Vice President of Market Research and Analysis of the Panama Canal Authority. Well, as you know, we are expanding the Panama Canal. And what that means is that we're going to be allowing larger ships to come through the canal. And that has a lot of implications in terms of the movement of cargo. Larger ships will, of course, represent lower costs of transport. And but that can only be done if you have the infrastructure adequate to be able to handle the larger ships at the ports and, of course, up the river with the barging system and so on. So the idea right now is to present what we're doing in the Panama Canal, what implications, what potential impact that could have in U.S. grain and agriculture in general. Because, of course, most of the markets are in Asia right now. And to go to Asia, Panama Canal is really one of the main routes. The expansion is necessary, first of all, because the canal was running out of capacity. We need to understand that the canal was built 95, 97 years ago. And as we approach capacity, then trade cannot continue growing through the canal. And that's very important because if grain is an important, is one of the most important segments that transits the canal, if it cannot continue growing, then exports cannot continue growing through the canal. So the expansion allows trade to continue growing first, and then it allows for vessels that are much larger than the existing vessels that can transit the canal that to transit. Now, today, a Panamax vessel is about 80,000 deadweight ton. And with the expanded canal, we'll be able to handle ships of up to 150,000 deadweight tons. So that increase in size will, of course, have an impact in reducing costs of transport. And that's important as long as you are able to transit or to transport cargo in those vessels. I think that the flow as far as Quincy and the river system is not really that big of an issue. And I'd like to qualify that statement. Most important to us is really whether the ships can call the ports at the end of the river and whether the ports have enough draft and whether the ports have the capability of handling the larger vessels. The river system, of course, is very important because that's what really allows the grain to move competitively because you also can move grain by rail. So in that sense, the importance of the river system is to keep the cost low or lower than rail, which is the alternative, to move them either south via the Mississippi River or the river system, or move them to the rail via the Pacific Northwest. So there you are really dealing with it more of a domestic issue, but I really think that what's important here and the message here is that infrastructure needs to be developed in order to keep the trade flowing at the competitive costs.
The decision for Panama to expand the canal must have been a tough one because it is expensive to do that. What went into the decision to do this and what made you think that this is going to pay off in the end?
Okay, the canal is the most important resource of the Republic of Panama, mainly because it all is about location and the position of Panama. So for the country to continue growing, we saw this as an important element, and the fact that it was running out of capacity was really a limiting factor in the growth of Panama economically. So we were looking at it mainly to continue growing economically in Panama. We had to go through a referendum because our constitution requires that. And we were able to get the referendum vote more than 70% in favor. And that really is the amount of trust that the Panamanian community put on the project. It is a big project for a small country like Panama. We were only 3.5 million people, and our whole country's budget is about $14 billion. So this is a $5.2 billion investment. So for us, it is really a big thing. But we have looked at the demand in the future. We have looked at the ships that are already there, and we're only financing 2.5 of those $5.2 billion. And in those, we are sure that we can get them through the tolls and the revenues that the canal makes.
So it's in Panama's best interest that you're out promoting the preparation of the ports along the way to handle the vessels that the canal will handle.
Yes, it is in our best interest, but it is also in the best interest of all the users of the canal. And that's why we are going all over the world explaining what the expansion of the canal could mean to all the different users, and so that they all can benefit the same way.
Are you going to be ready in 2014 when this opens?
We're going to be ready by the end of 2014, and we hope that everybody else is also.